until 8.
This is Sports Today
on 882
6PR. Easily the best game of the weekend for yesloans.com.au was the Dockers versus the Power. I'm pleased to say the victorious coach joins us. G'day, Roscoe.
Good, Brad.
You must have been pleased. Oh, you wouldn't have been pleased with the entries into your forward 50 the way they were going. They were all over the shop, but to get the 4 points was pretty handy.
Yeah, look, the 4 points was the aim, but look, lots of entry and opportunity, but you're right, we slaughtered the ball a bit. But look, you can fix that, but to bring effort and compete like we did against quality was a good sign.
How are you going in the box, mate, with such an intense game all night, never really more than a kick in it at the change of each quarter, even right to the end?
Yeah, look, it's always difficult. We have to work hard. They throw three things at you, Port, and like the players, we're all working in the form and working in system. So, look, it's never perfect, but, yeah, and I'm pretty comfortable with it.
And, of course, I think you've found new roles for a few players. I'm really enjoying Clancy Pierce's work so far this season, in the pre-season and the real game.
Yeah, he replaced Ryan, in a sense. He had Boak, but he can win his own ball pretty well, and he's a beautiful kick. So, look, he wasn't perfect in the role, but he joined in outside of his own role quite well and put some pressure on him at 15 disposals. So he really enjoyed it. He said, gee, there's some great players out there, isn't there, Ross? So, yeah, he's got nothing but respect for Boak. But I think it highlights that Boak got away from us in the last quarter. As long as our team's working hard together, you don't necessarily just have a lockdown role on those players. So I think we can take out a bit out of that and maybe evolve that even further going forward.
Mate, the lockdown job that Luke McFarlane did on Schultz was magnificent. I don't know how you rated him as the coach, but it would have to have been somewhere near the top.
Yeah, I thought he played very well on Schultz. I thought, a lot of pressured entries. I thought our pressure... Well, our forwards didn't have a great day individually, but, they were working against an outnumber and a good rebounding team. So they did, Maney and Ballers and Walters did put some good pressure on and help Luke. But, I thought Luke, with the ball, he could have been better a couple of times, but defensively, his speed to close down space is outstanding.
I think you concentrated on a lot more running across the pre-season. Is that right, Ross? And David Mundy certainly showed that in the last quarter, the amount of ball he was able to gather.
Yeah, look, there was room to... Really simply, there was room to move and put more work into the guys and go with where the game's going. So we did that. And they went away in a really good mindset. We played some really good football at the end, even though it didn't go our way. So they come back with really fit and great mindset. And I haven't had to kick them up once, to be honest. They just go, our group. So, and all credit to Jason Weber and his conditioning team that they've produced a really fit team. So we're in good shape at the minute, but we know... Week's a long time in football.
Your experienced leaders came to the fore at crucial times. I thought that Paul Duffield and the role that he played, Michael Barlow, he was running hard. He butchered the ball a few times, which, again, you do that because we saw that. But in the end, Daniel Pearce, and Brad's already mentioned Mundy and Fife's influence. That was telling on the match in the end.
Yeah, it was. Fife, after the first quarter, really got moving. But even early, took a couple of great marks. But look, your midfield's the engine room. If they don't deliver, you're going to be in trouble, So they all stood up, and Mundy's last quarter was superb. But, he went to half-back and played well. Hilly went to half-back. Pav went on ball for a bit, centre bouncer. So we're more flexible. Tommy Sheridan on the half-back wing. Subin and Pearce moved from the midfield to the forward line. So we're certainly not as predictable as we were. And we think we can build on that as well. But your leaders, you need them to stand up. It doesn't matter what team you're on.
Speaking of which, Pav, is it an optical illusion? He seems to have shaved down a bit. Was that by design by you? Has he shaved down? Because his second and third efforts have been tremendous. And I just like the way he's getting into the view of the ball carrier. And, he's not necessarily a kick mark player anymore because he can do it at ground level as well. He's turned back the clock.
Oh, he's a special ground level player. It was reported early in the preseason he lost 4 kilos. He's identical weight. His first year we got to the club, he maybe dropped 2 kilos, but he hasn't moved in 3 years. So what we're playing him a little bit deeper, and so he's got a little bit more energy when the ball comes to him. But I thought he was so clean, and he's ground level, and, his Achilles is fully resolved. He was carrying that for 2 or 3 years, but he's physically, pain-free. in a manner that he hasn't been for a fair period of time. So, yeah, he is in good shape.
And it was still nice that you could throw your ruckman down there, whether it was Zach Clark or maybe even Big Aaron at times, and it just forces the opposition to perhaps even go two-on-one on those guys.
Oh, correct. You know, if our ruckman get forward, it takes a ruckman away from Pav. So the aim is to play Aaron more forward, but because he had that hamstring scar tissue and whatever was going on there for about 8 weeks, we kept him out of the front half because it's a different position, but he'll get there as the season goes on.
How do you deal with your sub? So we saw Matty DeBoer last night, was still in the broadcast box, mate, when the pigeons were roosting in the stands and he was out there still running for about an hour. Do you go in with any particular strategy in this area? Do you see it as something that you have to rotate with players? You're happy to go with the same bloke in that sort of role? How do you operate?
Yeah. You can't sit in it too long. If you sit in it too long, you've probably got to go back to Peel. Mm. Look, it's a difficult decision to come to, and Matty's probably not your typical sub. He's not that game breaker, but we've used him before, and he can play inside mid and pressure, and I just thought, and the Mascomy thought going in, that as a fatigue he could replace a forward and put on a lot of front half pressure. And he did that, and I thought he was superb. He executed that brilliantly when he came on. So
he ended up your leading tackler.
Yeah, well, that's pressure, and most of it's centre forward, I'd imagine. So, look, he's dog hungry. He'd be probably dirty with sub, but we've got a pretty healthy list at the minute, and pressure's on for spots, and, you know, he was very good in the role when he came on.
Well, that's what you're going to need this week too, Ross. I mean, Geelong, after quarter time, were a bit disappointing today, but they are on their home deck. They're very hard to beat down at the Cattery, as you know. And what did you make of that today? Because I suppose you probably just really have to eradicate a lot of it and just sort of look at that first quarter where they were quite handy.
Yeah, I watched it all. They're very good early. Look, Hawthorn can do that to anyone. So, well, they've done that to us around three last year. So they'll move on quick. They're a proud group. They're on their home deck. And they've got a lot of quality, so, and we've got a pretty good rivalry. And, you know, I heard Chris, he's got it in perspective. They know they've had a good summer. We've got some power forwards, elite midfield, and sometimes you can be overhyped for round one. But I thought Hawthorn's pressure was first rate. You know, their attack on the ball carrier and closing space and then turning over. So if we can take anything out of it, if we apply good pressure, which we know we can do, we'll be in the game.
They've got a lot of inexperience in that team, haven't they? When you look at Lang and, say, Smets and the blokes down the bottom, Cockatoo and Gregson and so on, and Buse, they've turned the wheel at Geelong, so you'll go in a lot more experienced than what they'll be if they go with the same lineup.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We've got a few kids running around, Sheridan, Crozier, Sutcliffe. But gee, I think Smets has been there 5 or 6 years, to be truthful.
Hasn't played many times.
But there's probably, you know, 2 or 3 younger. I think they had 2 debutants. So, again, it's premiership teams. But their leaders will all play well when they play us. So, yeah, I don't look at age and birth certificates. I mean, if it was about that, we'd just dole out the 4 points. So all I do is prepare the squad I've got. And, you know, everyone was predicting, you know, Gold Coast to beat Melbourne and Melbourne win. You know, so there's, you know, North top 4, Adelaide smash them. So, you know, everyone's making predictions. I've just got to stay and focus on preparing the group.
Peel had a good win. What about your own squad? Yeah. How are some of the guys that are, you know, like Dawson and these sort of guys, how far away are they?
Yeah, well, I forgot Peel. I went down there and watched that, and that's as impressive as I've seen them play, really. Bit more like how we'd like them to play, similar to us, so I thought Tabernard was very good. We Tendai Mazungu, Lockie Weller, one of our draftees, and Ed Langdon, and, you know, Ethan, you know, some young talent really starting to emerge there, and guys with some senior experience like Crozier and Tendai played quite well. So we're in reasonable shape. We're pressure on for spots, and Tabernard is obviously one structurally we'd like in, but we'll see how everyone pulls up and go forward. Dawson's tracking quite well. He'll be the early rounds. He'll be available. And Silvani's probably just 2 more weeks.
So there was nothing wrong with Maney when you subbed him out? He just didn't have a great day?
Nah, look, in fairness to Chris, Aaron Sandilands fell across his leg and hurt his ankle early. So he was really hobbling. You know, I was needling him a bit on the night to keep him going. But in fairness to him, you know, it was a really difficult situation for him. So I subbed him out where take the physical pressure off him. And he'd given, he ran and worked exceptionally well. And sometimes things don't go quite your way. And but he's in fine form, really, up until the weekend. So I got full confidence in him.
How fast is that Duffy? Because he played well on the weekend, Max Duffy.
Oh, yeah, Max Duffy was another one. Yeah, he played pretty well.
How quick is he? Oh, no, he's on your rookie list, though, isn't he, at the moment?
Duffy? No, Max Duffy's you talking about Lockie Weller or Max Duffy?
No, Max, he's on your main list?
Yeah, he kicked 2-2. Mm-hmm. He nabbed cup. He's getting better. So, and Lockie Weller has got some real wheels, our first-round pick. He had five bounces, ran the length of the field, kicked a goal, kicked three, so... He's electric, and him and Connor Blakely have made a real impression early, so we're thrilled with that.
Good on you, Ross. Well done. Congratulations on your first round effort. Looking forward to the game against Geelong on the weekend.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl.
Right.